Now I wanted to find things that were sort of along the way that we could fly by, and I didn't really have to change my trajectory too much to get to. Now there's 750,000 known asteroids out there. I'm not sure how many of them are Trojans, but it's probably on the order of 50,000 or so. I wasn't going to go and do each of those by hand. It would have taken the rest of my life, and it would have been a whole lot of work, and even I'm not up to that challenge. And so I thought, what's the quickest way that I can go ahead and evaluate all of these targets and find out, are we accidentally flying close to anything already? And so I took Excel. It's a bunch of little cells, and you put numbers in, and sometimes if you're really ambitious, you put equations in there. You can also build sort of a capability to have a program cycle through Excel. And so it's called a macro. And so I went ahead and built a little macro that said, okay, go ahead and cycle through your Excel spreadsheet for all 750,000 asteroids. So now that I had this whole thing put together, I could go ahead and just say, okay, here's what I think the Lucy trajectory looks like. I could push the button. This Excel spreadsheet would just start chugging away. Numbers are flying by on the screen. And then if we accidentally basically flew kind of close to an object as we were flying our nominal trajectory, it would go ahead and say, oh, look, here's a hit. We'll save that one. Oh, look, here's another one. Save that one away. So at the end of the day, when I was all done doing my regular work before I left to go home, I go ahead and start this spreadsheet up. And it's like, okay, it's going to chew up my computer, but I don't care. I'm not here. I'll just let it run all, you know, overnight. And I'll have a surprise waiting for me in the morning. And so sure enough, I would come into work and there'd be a little list of maybe 10 asteroids that it said, yeah, these are the things that the Lucy spacecraft is going to fly close to. I take those targets, put them into my higher fidelity simulation just to make sure that I wasn't fooling myself, make sure that it confirmed what my Excel spreadsheet low fidelity simulation was telling me. And when I had a few of those targets narrowed down, then I go ahead and get on the phone to HAL or PI and say, okay, we're flying close to these guys. Are these of any interest to you? The more targets I added in, the harder it became for the trajectory optimization to solve the problem. And so what was initially maybe a few hours worth of targeting and optimization within the simulation ultimately became each run would take maybe 3 or 4 days. And so, you know, that whole process was about 6 months worth of work